Thank you for the opportunity. Just to bring to people's attention, again this Friday, for a 24-hour period, we'll have a national operation targeting speed, and they've historically become known as slowdown days. But really, the reason we focus on one of these days is just to put that whole area of speeding into the mindset of the drivers. And the aim of the operation, which is supported by the Road Safety Authority, is to promote safer driving behaviours amongst motorists, and obviously to encourage all society to work with us to prevent road traffic collisions occurring, speed being a major factor in a lot of fatal and serious road traffic collisions. Again, every day people should be focusing on their speed, but I suppose this is one way of just putting it into people's minds for one particular 24-hour period. And again, it's part of our overarching strategic plan, obviously, to improve driver behaviour and promote safer driver practices. And again, that's obviously to reduce the collisions. So really what we're asking people to do every day, but particularly tomorrow, is to focus on their speed, be aware of the actual speed they're travelling at all times in vehicles, and then be mindful of the posted speed limit that is on whatever road or whatever area they're in, whether it's a built-up area, national speed limit, or a motorway. Make sure that they are not over that speed limit, and even with the road weather and traffic conditions or the possible hazards that could be in that area, that they reduce their speed accordingly to make sure that they're not putting themselves or others at risk.
When it comes to fatalities, Eddie, we have seen a worrying trend in increases in road deaths last year and even again this year. From your own operations and activities on the ground in Clare, what are you noticing from motorists? Are you finding now that you're dishing out more speeding fines than usual? What's driver behaviour been like recently?
Well, I think the fines on the spot for the various road safety offences and lifesaver offences are increased. Like, for example, in Garda Síochána last year, we issued over 141,000 fines on the spot nationally. And this year to date, nationally, we have 6,418, which again is a cause for concern. And they were just issued for speeding offences, that's 6,418. So it's telling us that driver behaviour is not changing. It's creating an environment whereby the roads now are becoming quite dangerous places to be a road user on. And we want to make sure that that driver behaviour is reinforced with enforcement, because the penalty point system, which was introduced many years ago, will have an effect on habitual speeders or people who are driving in excess of the speed limit on a regular basis. Once they're caught, the penalty points system kicks in, and once they hit 12 as a normal full licensed driver, you know, they will be put off the road. And you know, I know there's a lot of commentary about this at the moment, and the whole area of road safety is obviously in everybody's to the forefront in the media in particular. But I think that is the time when people need to take responsibility, and again, for their actions. And we're encouraging all members of society to work with us to prevent road traffic collisions.
Eddie, we also understand that from this Friday, under the new directive from Drew Harris, that all uniformed Gardaí will have to complete at least 30 minutes of road safety policing from their shift. What can we expect this to look like in Clare?
Well, I think that the focus, again, from the Commissioner's point of view, is just to put back in everybody's mind the seriousness of the current situation with road deaths and road fatalities. I would say that members of the regular units and the roads policing units consistently on a daily basis have been enforcing the road traffic legislation. The Commissioner now has looked at this a little bit more closely, and again, there's a model which was utilised in Sweden, which now I believe is where this half-hour checkpoints and maybe focus on road safety is coming into play. And also just to inform the public that these the reinforced, I suppose, focus on those road safety periods. Now, it may not necessarily be full prosecution. It can be also, there's education pieces. We will be pulling over motorists. We'll be chatting to them in relation to good safety techniques, advice that if we find somebody maybe hasn't met the threshold for a penalty point to be issued, but they may need advice, then that will be also carried out. So as part of the overall strategy, we're obviously enforcement is very important, but obviously education as well is an area which the Commissioner has identified is an area where we can all try a little bit more focused, and that's why these half-hour checkpoints will be coming in. From the Clare point of view, you will see, I suppose, that extra piece of enforcement, and really it will only affect those who are in breach of the law, insofar as if you're a person who is on your mobile phone, speeding, dangerous driving, drink driving, drug driving, they're the people that we want to focus on and make sure that those people are feeling the effects of the law, whether it's by the penalty points or in some more extreme cases, even when we talk about tomorrow again for the speeding on Friday. You know, we've motorists that if they're at a high enough speed, they'll be arrested, brought in, charged and brought directly in front of the courts. So the penalty point system won't even apply to them. They'll be immediately in front of the court. So that's what can be expected. We'll be monitoring very closely as we go into the weekend and onwards then, as long as that operation's in place.